It is Thursday morning. We check in with our good friend at Ivy Tech. She is the Chancellor, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm just great. How are you today?
Good. We're wrapping up March, getting ready for April, so that means we don't have a lot of school left, and it just seems strange. I know we talk every week, but it just evaporates right before your eyes.
You're right. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, I think we only have about 6 weeks left of the semester, and before you know it, we'll be graduating students and walking across the stage. So,
unbelievable. Yep, time marches on. Keith, how are you today?
Well, Jenny, you've kept a story under the radar.
Which one?
And, well, the story about the new football coach. You got rid of your football coach and you're looking?
I'm reporting it's official. We have no new football coach and no new basketball coach. I just wanted to make that announcement, but when we're ready to make an announcement, you'll be the first to know.
You'll have an announcement before you need to make the announcement on when your announcement's going to be. I got you. I speak your language. I'm ready to go.
Totally. Love it.
You
will be the first to know.
You continue to have some good news because you told us before the Obama Institute, the O'Bannon Institute.
Congratulations on renaming the institute.
Yep,
that's great.
Yep, renamed it. Yep, yep. Yeah.
And no offense to Governor
O'Bannon.
It's an
O something. Yeah.
Now we have presidential. That's great. Who needs a football team, right?
That's right.
Keith will not be our football coach.
That's right.
Saying.
Well, it's sold out, and you're still working on getting some people to help out with the volunteer project that you've got going on.
That's right. So again, our fundraising dinner, our annual O'Bannon Institute is sold out for the Thursday evening with John Meacham. Very excited about that. But we still have opportunities for our annual O'Bannon Institute Day of Service. So that follows that Thursday evening. So it's Friday, April 28th, and it's literally a day of service throughout our community. It's not just Bloomington or Monroe County. It's in our service areas, and we've got opportunities in various other areas. It's where our students, faculty, staff, business partners, and friends and neighbors in our community that are going to get together. We've got a variety of different volunteer opportunities. And if you want to help us, what we're trying to do and what we did last year is reach over 1,000 hours in one day of community service that benefits.
Didn't you break that in like the first 2 hours of the day? Didn't you have so many volunteers?
It was incredible. It was just like, oh my gosh, you know, we were real nervous, like, are we going to make the 1,000 hours? And then we just like, boom, surpassed it. And it was just fantastic.
Not even close. That's great. So let's beat that number this year and, again, continue to give back to the community.
Exactly. And I have no doubt that that's going to happen. You know, the morning starts out with Judy O'Bannon getting us excited about why we should be volunteering and going out in the community. So we have a light breakfast and we start with her. And if you want to sign up, it's really easy. You can call us at the campus or you can go to our website and we can help you and find that right volunteer opportunity. So
Jenny,
something
that Mike knows about because we've talked to Roy Elks and other people about the VITA program. You finished that now at Ivy Tech's part of it, and you got some numbers to report?
Yeah, that's right. So that's the VITA program. That's the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And like you mentioned, Roy Elks and Dr. Jim Smith are really a big part of that and making that happen. And it's a student-run event under the supervision, of course, of our faculty. And so this is our 14th year, and they served returned over 578 federal and state returns. And the dollar figure for that, the refunds, equaled over $450,000 for people just here locally in Monroe County and just our campus and our students, and that's who they served. And very proud of that program. You know, they had a little bit of problem this year with the new software, but, you know, they're working that through, and then they have another year to kind of work those things out and better serve those people wanting to get their taxes.
Well, and the other part of that that's absolutely fascinating is Dr. Smith and Roy Elks supervise students in the accounting programs. So these are students getting real-world experience on that form of something they might do in their lifetime.
That's right. They complete a certificate or a degree. They've got that experience. They can put that on their resume. They can go right into a job. So it's fantastic. And I want to mention, too, this is a free service to members of our community. So that's pretty cool.
That is. The free stuff is the great part. And, again, we do a good job of at least trying to help. How many people again? 575?
578 was the total
almost
number.
600
people. Or total number of returns. Yeah, so pretty cool.
Busy stuff and free. That's the other great part of it. It's a great service to partner with it. Keith, what else has happened?
Well, she's got a birthday in her family.
Whoa, really?
Yes, I do. So there's nine of us. There's nine kids in our family, so you're eventually going to have a birthday like nine times throughout the year.
What kind of, do you bring in the cake on a trailer? How does that work out?
That's right. We do that. Trina Sterling is my sister, lives here in Bloomington. She's the youngest of the nine, and I want to tell everybody she's 55 years old today.
That's terrible. Does she know you're doing that?
But I can do that. She has no clue, but she might now. I have no idea.
Well, this is recorded, so we have her birthday wish right there on the internet for the entire world wide web to hear.
Yeah, but there's something people say, Jenny, and that is paybacks are hell.
Well, it could be. Yeah.
Hey, I'm the older sister, people. She
That's right.
Oh,
okay.
There's hierarchy here. Just saying.
There's rules
to families.
or she's been plotting a very long time. One of the two. But that's great.
Right.
Happy birthday to, did you say?
Trina.
Trina. Okay.
Trina.
I wanted to make sure I got that. Is that short for Katrina or is it just Trina?
Her name is Kathleen.
Okay.
Her real name is Kathleen.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
we call
her Trina.
I like it.
Yep.
Well, she's the youngest. She has no choice, like you mentioned.
That's right. She has no choice at all. Never has choices. No.
Great job as always, Jenny. Enjoy the celebration. I know you guys always have a good time with that. When we talk to you next, it's going to be April, and
gee whiz,
it keeps on flying by. People need more information at anything going on at Ivy Tech. The easiest place to find it is?
Best way to call at 332-1559, and Tiffany will make sure you get to who you need to talk to or the right website to go to. So.
That's right. Keith, you still got an office out there?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, we haven't found your phone yet. It's underneath all those papers.
That's
so
true. That's very
we'll
true.
We'll have somebody else help you.
How do you know that? We all know that.
That's right. You've told me before. You've told me before that it could be. It could be a fire hazard. It could be. We're still working on that. Thanks, Jenny. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Have a great day, everybody.
Jenny Vaughn, the chancellor at Ivy Tech, checking in with us here, as she does every Thursday morning. So, yeah, it's busy times out there, Keith. And you've rechristened it the Obama Institute. I like that. That's
sorry.
Great. Strong.
The old problem got in there, so.
Well, that's fine because
if
you're going to get it wrong, you might as well get it wrong with a former president instead of your buddy from college that you can't get your name out of his head.